A three-day battle between Taliban fighters and troops of the Northern Alliance at a fortress near the city of Mazar-i-Sharif appears to have ended. Nearly all of the 600 or so Taliban forces are believed to have been killed, although a senior Pentagon official said today that 30 to 40 Taliban fighters may still be holed up in the fortress. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
U.S. warplanes unleashed a ferocious overnight assault on the trapped Taliban fighters. Explosions shook the ground for miles around. All night, orange flames shot into the sky above the massive Kalyangi fortress. But by dawn, it was clear that some of the foreign Taliban fighters had survived the onslaught. They fired automatic rifles and desperately shot mortar rounds at Alliance troops from isolated corners of the fortress. Alliance commanders continued to call in reinforcements from villages around Mazar-i-Sharif. Also arriving were about two dozen U.S. and British special forces. The elite troops coordinated airstrikes against the Taliban fighters over the last 2 days. The Americans had grown thick beards in an effort to blend in with their Afghan compatriots. Some wore traditional checkered headscarves and Afghan clothing. One serviceman was clad in a long blue robe. There was a brief confrontation when the U.S. Special Forces cocked their rifles and tried unsuccessfully to prevent journalists from filming them. They then drove toward the fortress, the U.S. forces in Soviet-made jeeps, the British in white Land Rovers. By early evening, the combination of the Special Forces coordinated bombing and the pounding by Alliance troops had finally worn down the stubborn Taliban foreigners. Only isolated shots rang out from inside the fortress. Alliance officers like Abdul Rasul said they were firmly in control. There are only a handful of them left, says Abdul Rasul. They're hemmed in along the perimeter of the fortress. They're still shooting at us, but we've won this battle. And by all accounts, the battle was a savage one. Alliance commanders say they lost between 40 and 150 men, in addition to the hundreds of Taliban supporters killed. Through the open gate of the fortress, bodies could be seen strewn along the ground. With typical Afghan bravado, Alliance soldier Baba Khan describes the carnage. We killed almost every one of them. Their corpses are piled one on top of the other, says Baba Khan. There are arms, legs, and heads all over the place. The gruesome job of sorting out the dead will begin tomorrow, according to Oliver Martin, who heads the Red Cross in Mazar-i-Sharif.
We'll try to identify them with the purpose of informing the families about the dead of the person. Second is also to give them some funeral and burial according to Islamic traditions. So this will be the process tomorrow.
As the sun set, dozens of jubilant Alliance troops streamed out of the fortress. They piled into beat-up buses and flatbed trucks and then sped away towards Mazar-i-Sharif. Also converging tonight on Mazar-i-Sharif was a huge column of Alliance military vehicles from the direction of the northern city of Kunduz. U.S. helicopters and warplanes buzzed overhead to provide air cover for the returning Alliance troops. Taliban fighters were defeated in Kunduz yesterday after a two-week standoff that left hundreds dead. The Northern Alliance claims to have taken thousands of prisoners there. With its victory in Kunduz and its U.S.-backed crushing of the revolt at Mazar-i-Sharif, the Alliance now controls almost all of northern Afghanistan. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Mazar-i-Sharif, Afghanistan.